The Danny Cutler Show on Indie Radio, KWSS 93.9 and 99.5 FM, streaming everywhere, kwss.org. I'm very, very excited. Those of you listening on the air right now cannot see her lovely face, but I'm so honored to have Claudia Christian with me. She is actress, voice actress, and author, most known for her role as Commander Susan Ivanova on Babylon 5. But I have to say, I also recognize her from the Disney movie Atlantis, The Dark Empire, because she voiced the role of Helga Sinclair. And my babies grew up watching that movie. So welcome.
Great. Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here. I'm excited to come to Phoenix Fan Fusion.
Oh, yeah. Drink plenty of water, though. It's going to be a warm weekend.
Oh my gosh, I looked at the weather and they said something like in the hundreds, and I unpacked the suit that I had packed.
Yeah. Like, okay. Yes, they usually crank the AC very good inside the convention center, but it's kind of funny. No. When you walk outside, you're literally like, you wear a sweater, and as soon as you step outside, that sweater is gone, and you're gosh. Like, I need a drink.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you will be just fine. Don't worry. You are going to be at Fan Fusion all weekend. And again, I appreciate you taking the time to chat with me for a couple of minutes and let my listeners get to know you a little better. Your acting resume goes way beyond Babylon 5.
Joined the union in 1983, and it's now 2023. That is 40 years.
That's amazing. And just so many things. I had somebody message me when I was geeking out with my friends going, oh my gosh, I'm interviewing Claudia Christian. And a friend of mine said that you are in her favorite episode of Columbo.
Yes, with Faye Dunaway playing her daughter, but you thought we were lovers, but you didn't know. And then you found out we were mother-daughter. We were both sleeping with the same guy. I mean, it was hilarious.
That's why it was her favorite episode, just all the scandal.
Yeah. And you can tell your friend that Peter Falk was literally one of the loveliest people I've ever met in my life. He became a sort of mentor to me, and he was just such a generous, sweet, kind man.
That's beautiful. I will definitely pass that on to her. So, you know, besides this very long and wonderful acting resume, you also have a very established writing career, starting with the couple of autobiographies that you have written. Was it a natural progression to go from writing your autobiography to going to nonfiction and writing fantasy?
Well, I started writing when I was a little kid, and I was always sort of I didn't know what fantasy or genre was when I was 5 or 6 and picked up a pencil, but I was writing these stories about underdwellers, which were these little creatures that lived underneath trees. And I was very much in my imagination with fairies and trolls, and that was sort of my thing. My mother's German, and they have a thing called the Heinzelmann and the Meinzelmann. This is a German folk tale where these little creatures used to do all the housework for people. And then one day, you know, the only rule was you couldn't watch them or see them. And one day, of course, a woman looked at them. And so they never came back to do housework again. And so I think that had a really strong effect on me. And I was writing fiction my whole childhood. And I was a voracious reader. I mean, I won every, like, during the summer, read 500 book contest. And I started, I really started with fiction. That was my, and I used to write short stories. I even wrote erotica for a while. I was doing all sorts of stuff before Babylon Confidential came out. So I had worked with a bunch of different publishers and short things. And I felt that I had to write Babylon Confidential because I really wanted everyone to know about the Sinclair method, which was the treatment I used for alcohol misuse. Yeah. So I wrote that, and then the other one was another sort of nonfiction book about people on the Sinclair method called Journeys. So the transition into fantasy and alternate universe and all of these different genres was quite easy, actually. It's not, to be completely honest, and I've said this before, I've never been a futurist. I've always been a history freak. So people would see me at the Renaissance Fair and the Civil War recreations and, you know, reenactments. And I, you know, I was the one at the Battle of Bosworth, you know, going back to the reinterment of Richard III. I mean, I'm a diehard Ricardian and all that jazz. And yet here I am in the sci-fi world. So for me, it's all about characters and empathy and fallibility and the journey. It doesn't matter if it's a real person or a made up person, that you have to have, you have to feel for them. So in that regard, a story is a story. If I didn't have a story to tell in my 40s, I would not have written a memoir, but I wanted to tell my story in order to help other people. And I think it has. So that was the impetus behind that. But the impetus behind my fiction work is simply escapism and giving people the room to breathe and to fantasize and to use their imagination, because I think we're so dependent on devices nowadays for our entertainment and our thinking, and they're so manipulative to our brains that I think reading is really, it's not just a joy anymore. I think it's fundamental to our mental health. I really do.
Some days you wanna just chuck it all. Try your luck and hit the streets. It's like your shoes are tied together. Each hand got a string attached. Some nights you wanna just say f*** it. Maybe you just light a match.
you're just tuning in, you are listening to my interview that I had with Claudia Christian, who is from Babylon 5 and an author, and will be appearing all weekend at this weekend's Phoenix Fan Fusion in downtown Phoenix. With this journey in your writing, you've moved on to comic books.
Which is
fantastic. How did you make that move for you as a writer? Was it just like, okay, I'm writing this story and it's going to be put in comic book form? But tell me how that came about.
So this marvelous Irish writer, Chris McCauley, reached out to me. We were talking about my advocacy work for the Sinclair Method, my nonprofit mm-hmm. C3 Foundation, and his desire to create content that wonderful actors and writers and artists can participate in, a community of like-minded people that are really good people that also are doing other things to help people. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to work with a lot of undiscovered people. Obviously you need names, you know, like we have, you know, Staz Johnson and Glenn Fabry and all these great artists involved with the project. But I also wanted to give other people the opportunity. For instance, there's a guy whose dream was always to be in a comic book, and we're going to use his likeness in one of them. I wanted to use Bruce Boxleitner and Patricia Tallman and Peter Jurassic, all my friends from Babylon 5, because I want them to have a fresh, entity that they're attached to, that because they're such good actors and they're so mm-hmm. underutilized, in my opinion. And I know it's just their face, but we're creating stories for them so we can do also audio dramas. We can do short stories. We can do prequels. We can, you know, we're working on a game right now. It's more of dark universes encompasses everything. And what I really hope is that it gets to be sold into a television or film entity as well.
Sure.
We're starting with this giant universe that's sort of the Expanse meets the Terminator meets Blade Runner. It's a very hard-hitting sci-fi world that we're doing. And what was important to me was that there was a lot of, once again, a lot of characters that did resonate with Babylon 5 fans, that in that particular space opera, I think what resonated with fans a lot was the characters that JMS wrote. And Chris has a wonderful way of storytelling, and he writes strong women roles, and he loves collaborating. He's easy to work with. He's just a lovely, wonderful, prolific writer. And so when we started formulating this idea, I said, you know, I want to give people a chance to love something new, you know?
Sure.
That also resonates with that age group, that fandom. And I think this is exciting. I mean, you know, the very first comic book issue number one that I'm going to bring a sample of. I don't have a box of them, unfortunately. people can pick up the actual comic book and look at it, and I'll have a barcode if they want to order it. There's a lot of action. There's this, you know, the world has been in a sort of dystopian past, and it's been an incredibly brutal government regime, and we're coming out of that with the hope of democracies. But with all of that hope, there's all this mess to clean up. There's a wonderful twist in there where Patricia Tallman's character plays my sister, and you know, it was, I hope I'm not giving away too much, I always have a tendency, but it was her duty, it was her actual duty to murder our parents. Mm. And this is something that I witnessed as a child. And so there's that sort of revenge story as well. Mm. You find out why this whole thing happened and who my parents were. And it's important to me to get a character that is not a cookie cutter of anything I've played before, but has new fallibilities.
Yeah.
new traumas and new strengths and different kinds of strengths. So I was really happy to work on Major Jessica Steele with him and create a character that I would love to play in everything, audio dramas, or, you know, God help us if it goes onto the big screen or whatever, or just write for her.
Excellent. Looking forward to that. And you can find all that information, I believe it's through Scratch Comics, correct?
Stretch Comics, correct. Yes.
Okay, yep, great. And I will put all those links everywhere online so that everybody can get to it very easily. And so Phoenix Fan Fusion is coming up and you are actually going to be there all 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, correct?
Yeah, I'm going to be there all 3 days, signing probably pretty much all day. I'm doing a photo shoot as well and a talk as well. And I wanted to mention that if anybody looks up Claudia Christian's Dark Universes, then they can see all of the projects that are in the Dark Universes, including the Celtic mythology stories and the Dracula stuff that Chris does. And there's everything there, the Three Musketeers stories. And so Claudia Christian's Dark Universes, if they Google that, then they'll find everything, including Dark Legacies. And I'm really excited. I haven't been to Arizona in an awfully long time, and I'm coming with my convention agent that I started working with in the 90s, Holly, who knows a lot of people, and that's going to be fun. And yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Claudia, thank you so much for taking some time to chat with me today. And I look forward to seeing you at Phoenix Fan Fusion on June 2nd through 4th.
I look forward to meeting you in person. Thank you so much for having me on the show.